ich Richard Medhurst auf die Bühne, ein freier Journalist aus England, der extra hierher zu unserer Demo gekommen ist. Free, free Palestine!
Thanks to all the organizers for having me. And it's a good turnout. It's a good turnout. But we're all very upset about what's happening in Gaza, what's happening at Rafah. And it's disgusting that they can't even bring themselves to talk about a ceasefire. Like, they'll say, don't invade Rafah, but you can go and destroy the rest of Gaza. So now it's about the last bit of Gaza that they haven't destroyed yet. I find this disgusting. I find this ridiculous. And it's so emblematic of how corrupt and sick these people are. They are sick. They are evil. And we're confronting the most violent, the most repressive form of imperialism that we've ever seen. We have all these institutions, we have the United Nations, we've got the International Court of Justice, we've got the International Criminal Court, and not a single one of them can do a damn thing. What's the point of having them then? What's the point? When, you know, when we look at the targeting in Gaza, it's not just civilians, they're targeting the best and the brightest that Gaza has to offer. They're targeting the medics, they're targeting the aid workers, they're targeting the nurses, they're targeting the doctors. We saw, for example, how Dr. Al-Bursh was tortured to death. He was taken in January and tortured to death. Doctors in Gaza have to change their clothes when they're finished with work so the Israelis don't shoot at them. Let me repeat that. Doctors in Gaza have to hide that they are doctors so the Israelis do not shoot them. There is something deeply sick and evil with Israeli society. This is something that is not right. It's not natural. It's not correct. It's not just. In addition to that, they're also killing journalists. The Israelis have killed more journalists in the last 8 months than any war in history. The Israelis have killed more United Nations staff members in the last 7 months than any war in history. Do you think that is normal?
No.
Is that normal behavior?
No.
And then on top of that, what do the journalists in Austria say? Nothing. What do the journalists in Germany say? Nothing. Where is the solidarity with their colleagues in Gaza? You know, the real journalists, the ones that go out in the field, the ones that risk their lives to bring us these images. Where's the solidarity? The media in Europe are a bunch of disgusting cowards. Go work in sports if you're not going to cover Gaza properly. Go and cover football. Go and cover Hollywood. What are you doing in this business? Go find another job. You're not fit to cover Gaza. You're not fit to talk about combat. You're not fit to talk about politics. Get another job. You suck. And then on top of that, they have the nerve to call Palestinians who are Semites anti-Semitic. What the hell is that? Do they even know what they're saying? Arabic is a Semitic language. Arabs are a Semitic people. When you murder 35,000 Arabs, you are an anti-Semite. Netanyahu changed his name. His real name is Milakovsky. He's not a Semite, he's from Eastern Europe. Every single Israeli prime minister has changed their name to sound more Jewish, to sound more Middle Eastern. They're pretending to be Semites so they can colonize the land. How pathetic is that? And then on top of it, we should not forget, this is the place where they invented modern anti-Semitism. So the media in Austria, in Germany, who perfected the art of anti-Semitism, have the nerve to turn around and call Palestinians anti-Semitic. There's something wrong with these people. There is something very wrong with them. They are the biggest hypocrites on the face of the planet. Any journalist in Austria has no right to call a Palestinian an anti-Semite. No right. This is the country that says, instead of we are going to atone for our sins, we'll let the Palestinians pay for it. Hold on a second. What do Palestinians have to do with the Holocaust? Palestinians did not go and send Jews to the gas chambers. Palestinians did not put Jews in camps. Why are you making them pay for your crimes? What is that? Arabs will not pay the bill for your atrocities. Let's make that clear. If they knew any history, they would know how the Muslims protected the Jews of Andalusia when they were persecuted by the Christian Europeans. If they knew history, they would know that Christians and Muslims and Jews have always lived next to each other in peace because they come from the same area. The problem with Zionism is a problem with European colonialism. Israelis are not from this region. They are colonizers. They are invaders. The Arabs have no problem with Jews. There is no problem between Arabs and Jews. Stop talking about them like they're two separate groups. They're not. If you want to talk about who this land belongs to, I'm sorry. If we got to look at who is more closely related to Moses and Abrahams, it's going to be the Palestinians, not someone called Milakovsky from Eastern Europe. We should also remember that many people here today that are speaking alongside me are Jewish as well. Many of the people that are standing with us in solidarity are Jewish. Many of the students in America and England are Jewish, because there is a division. There is something different between Zionism and Judaism. When I tell you Israelis are war criminals and then you come and tell me that's anti-Semitic, you're being anti-Semitic by associating Jews with that bullshit. So we have to stop talking about the Holocaust as if Palestinians had anything to do with that. The Israelis planned this stuff well in advance. The first Israeli Prime Minister, Ben Gurion, wrote a letter to his son in 1937. And he told his son in 37, this is before World War II, he said, we have to expel the Arabs from the Negev Desert, from the Nakhab. We have to take their land, and any states that we get, we will use to take even more land. They planned this stuff 100 years ago. The Israelis invented modern terrorism. The Israelis put bombs in London. The Israelis murdered British soldiers and British civilians and British civil servants. The Israelis murdered anti-Zionist Jews. The Israelis murdered Arabs and took their villages. The Israelis went and blew up the King David Hotel. They attacked the USS Liberty. They are friends of no one. They only care about themselves. They don't care about the West. They don't care about Americans. They don't care about people in Britain. They don't care about you. They will kill you in a heartbeat. Look at how they kill all these Western aid workers that go to help Palestinians. You don't stand a chance. They do not care. They invented all these modern electro bombs and sent them around. They even tried to kill Winston Churchill while he was fighting the Nazis. Unbelievable. They even tried to kill the US president. When you learn the history of the IDF, which used to be called the Haganah, the Irgun, the Lehi, you will understand the brutality that we see today in Gaza. You will understand why the Israelis are so violent. They have always been this way. Even before they had an Israel, they murdered diplomats, they murdered everybody who gets in their way. Never forget this. And so when we look at international law is very clear. International law doesn't say, well, you can fight someone who invades your country unless they're Jewish. International law says if someone invades your country, you have a right to resist. That is your legal right under international law. No one can take that away from you. No one can take that away from you. Resistance is moral. Resistance is legal. It is enshrined in international law, in the Geneva Convention, in the United Nations General Assembly resolutions. Everybody knows this except the Israelis. They want to make you think that fighting the Israelis is something of a terrorist action. It's not. The Israelis invented modern terrorism, and the Palestinians are simply trying to liberate their homeland. So when we hear the media saying, well, Palestinians are terrorists, when we hear the media saying all these nasty things, you have to remember that Western mainstream media is a minority, okay? This is a minority opinion. Most people in the world do not think like this. Most people on planet Earth support the Palestinians. Most people on the face of this planet understand the Palestinians are being oppressed by the Israelis. Most people are normal. So the Western mainstream media are a minority. And they're a sick minority. They don't know how to cover the news. They have no humanity. And they are a bunch of morons that you should never listen to. When we talk about the Palestinian factions, you know, they want to demonize anybody who protests. So if you come out here today with your flags, they'll say, well, you're anti-Semitic. And if you try to boycott Israeli products, they'll say you're anti-Semitic. And if you pick up a rifle because somebody came into your house and killed your family, you're a terrorist. So you can't do anything. No form of protest is allowed. You have to shut up and die. That is the Israeli way. Shut up and die. That is what they want. This is their only command. Shut up and die. Well, guess what? I have news for them. We're not going to shut up and die. The Zionists can go to hell. They are losing everywhere in the world right now. Their image is being destroyed. No one supports the Israelis anymore. They have no power. They have spent 75 years trying to build an image that has gone to hell. They have no recourse left. And so we're going to keep doing that until it's gone entirely. The Israelis have been faced now with a resistance that's been going for 8 months. So with all their weapons, with all the money that they receive, they still can't win. They can't win diplomatically, they can't win politically, they can't win legally. Every single arena that you look at, even their economy, they are going on a downward spiral. They are losing. So you have to keep coming out. You have to keep pushing. You have to make sure that you keep protesting against the Israelis. Because if you don't do it, they will get away with these massacres that they're carrying out in Gaza. They will get away with bombing Damascus every 2 weeks. They will get away with bombing southern Lebanon. They will get away with invading Rafah. And we can't let that happen. So you have to make sure to do your jobs and keep coming out. Do you understand? And I'll just say another thing, okay? Because we know how the West have been programmed into supporting Zionism. They think they're on the right side of history. Well, I'll just say this. This country has been on the wrong side of history more than once. I advise this country not to do it again, okay? So don't come here and start lecturing us about anti-Semitism. No, I'm sorry. Arabs have nothing to do with this. Palestinians have nothing to do with this. This country has a lot to do with that though, a lot. So it's in no moral position to start lecturing. And also remember that this applies to all of Europe, you know? Jews were persecuted in England, they were persecuted in Spain, they were persecuted in France. The French went to houses of Jews and unloaded them and put them in trains and sent them to the camps. They did this, of course, here and in Germany. All across Europe, rampant Jew hatred for centuries and centuries and centuries. So we're not going to tolerate this nonsense where they take this and then dump it on Arabs. Not happening. Not happening. Remember, never give Zionists any quarter. They will try and cause division and say, well, you know, Hamas, they're a bit worse than Fatah, and well, you can't have armed struggle. Don't negotiate with Zionists. You can't appease Zionists. Zionists don't understand logic. They don't understand reason. They will seek to divide you. They will seek to make you fight against each other. They will seek to waste your time with other things. Stay focused on Israel's crimes. Nothing else in the world matters. Free Palestine!
Free Palestine!
Free Palestine!
Free Palestine!
Long live the resistance! Thank you very much!